from Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Michael Patrick Leahy.
And welcome in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. You already know who you are. You can grab your wallet, look at the driver's license. If you're confused this morning, it is early. 615-737-9522 if you want to join us on the phone lines. And joining us in studio, as we're going to start doing this, we've got special in-studio guest host Harriet Wallace, WZTV, Channel 17, and Scott Wallace, her husband, who's with the fairgrounds, runs the fairgrounds. Do we get, like, discounted parking and tickets at the fairgrounds if we come in, Scott? We got free parking. I think they always have free parking, though, so it's like it's no big deal. Harry, good to have you in studio with us, and happy almost Christmas season.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I am excited to be up again so early in the morning. And look, Christmas is my favorite time of year. My husband can tell you. Decorations, all the little toppers coming out, Christmas tree shopping, about four in the house. It's the best time of year.
Well, it's increasingly starting, you know, right at Halloween. I think they're moving it almost starting. Some people start to put their trees up at Easter. I mean, it just keeps getting sooner and sooner that people put up the lights, they start playing the Christmas music, the whole
thing.
Raise
his hand. I'm guilty. I feel like all these other holidays kind of get in the way of Christmas. You know what I mean?
For college football season kicks off, you start putting up the trees. That's your time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm like, this is the only thing that matters around this time of year. Let's go ahead and bring it out. Hubby knows, get into the attic, bring everything out, pull up, because I'm not going in the garage. I'm not going in the attic, you know, bugs and whatnot.
I bet Scott's the same way. I like it at our house. I go to work one day, I come home, and it's fully decorated because Dana's pulled out all the stuff. And it's like, and that takes a couple more days, and she's saying, do you see any new additions? And it's like, okay, what did I miss?
You know, lights.
There's stuff hanging over there now, too. So it just kind of magically, like the elves appear. And then the taking down, though, we're involved usually in the taking down and the boxing
absolutely.
Up.
We
don't get
work.
The fun part. We get to shove it back in a box and see why it doesn't fit. Tell us a little bit about Harriet Wallace. We know you from Channel 17. We know you from Fox News. You do Pumps in Politics. And now you've got the Sunday morning show with Scott Couch and your regular guest. How did you get to Nashville?
Gosh, wow. Well, born and raised in Nashville. So I'm a daughter of Nashville, of this amazing, amazing city. Born and raised here in the North Nashville, Whites Creek area. Went to private Catholic school here. And my mom taught at Tennessee State University. I grew up on that campus in her classroom. She taught nursing, was the interim director over there. And, you know, when it was time for college, I was like, well, I just thought TSU was where I would go. I mean, that's Mommy graduated from there. Daddy graduated from there. That's where they met and married. Well, you know, shortly after got married. And she was like, no, you're going away. You're going to spread your wings. And I had always been in journalism since a child. And mommy recognized my writing ability when I was younger. I was in writing camps at Swanee when I was a kid and did school newspaper and did some stuff with the Tennessee Tribune when I was in eighth grade. And so naturally, broadcast journalism was, you know, my fit. And we found Hampton University in Virginia, went there, did a lot of stuff. And so finally, I was like, I'm never going back to Nashville. Now, remember, this is before the Titans, okay? And so if you remember the Titans, before the Titans were here, like, it was not the same Nashville, right? You know, Titans opened the door, and I was like, I'm not going back to Nashville. So I worked at a TV station and became the youngest person to host a talk show, WVEC, out there in Norfolk, Virginia. And then Daddy got sick, and, you know, I made the choice to come home, and I've been here ever since. This is my second time at Fox 17, and I love the station. So obviously I came back, and they love me. I appreciate it.
You guys have a great team over there. Scott Couch and I have been buddies forever. Dennis Ferrier has joined you.
Yeah.
Alex, I'm just thinking of all the folks that we do interviews with from time to time. You guys have a great team, and there's a different culture and atmosphere, it seems like, at Fox than the other local stations. As a viewer, you know, we watch you guys on TV. We think we know you, but it feels like there's a different culture at Fox than some of the other TV stations. Is that true, and why is that?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I've
and I don't mean like conservative, like Fox News. People sometimes confuse Fox TV locally with Fox News.
Oh,
it's not an ideological difference. It's just the personalities seem like there's a different flavor.
Yeah, you know, and I can certainly speak to that because I've worked at pretty much every media outlet here in my time here in Nashville, except for Channel 5 where I interned. I even worked at the Tennessean and the Williamson AM Bureau. And every station has their own unique character and makeup. And I love Fox 17. Everyone there, it's just like, roll your sleeves up, kick your shoes off, hang out. Let's work really hard, do great work. But let's just really have fun and, you know, get along. So, well, like, for the first time, my coworkers are actually my buddies, too. You know what I mean? Like, we keep it professional, obviously, but we have a lot of fun. It's a great family over at Fox 17.
Well, and it appears, and again, you've just underlined it, that it's people focused on doing the job rather than, well, that's beneath me or that's, you know, that's not my table. I don't do
none
that.
Of that.
It's everybody's utility infielder, and it comes across. You guys do a great job. When we come back, Michael Patrick Leahy with us as well. We'll start getting into some news. Harriet Wallace with us as a special guest host. And the phone lines, of course, are open, 615-737-9522. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com on the web, Tennessee Star on Facebook. And do you smell that? Smell that sizzling sound? We can't talk about it, though, because it's politically incorrect to refer to bacon, according to some people. We're going to talk bacon when we come back. This is the Tennessee Star Report.